Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, big hour, 2 o'clock hour today, of course. A $50 gift card, Burger King, for Dom's Money Melody that Dan and Emery cook up. We have Congressperson McBride over in Delaware calling Republicans names because they called her Mr. the other day, at least one of them did. And we have another protest of a Tesla dealership over in Warminster. I'll tell you about. I wonder if there will be supporters of Elon Musk that will be there. We'll find out all that and a lot more. But first, we go to Dana Hunter, who we were honored to be the first to get on in the middle of what is just one local school district that had international coverage, the Central Buck School District. She was there during the stormiest of times, trying to right the ship around any number of policies. And I have one in front of me, too. I'm going to ask her about, in addition to this big conference, the Radnor School District did the right thing, and now they're under pressure, and they may get rid of their library policy. They took out of the library books like Genderqueer. Lawn Boy wasn't mentioned. Dan, what's your book every time we talk about this?
Some guide to 4 to 6 year old.
Yeah, yeah.
There's weird,
incest.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a story about a boy and his sister discovering one another's bodies. It's
disgusting. Exactly. And there's a lot of graphic material. And in addition to these titles, they did the right thing and took them out. Now they're under fire. Officials said the removals were in line with the district's policy, but now they have to review it, because they have these people making it up and calling these book bans, books that you're not allowed to read. If you start reading the passages or illustrate them during the school board meetings, they shut you down. Why would they do that if the book is fine and appropriate to be in these libraries?
Just a producer note, my body is growing, a guide.
Is that the
4
one?
Yeah. To 8-year-olds. 4 to 8-year-olds.
I always, just the title, Lawn Boy, has just always gotten to me. Let's go to Dana Hunter on Talk Radio 1210. Dana, welcome back in, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for inviting me, Dom. It's nice to be back.
Well, these issues never go away. So glad to see you're going to be over there with several friends. I just have a billing question, though, Dana. I've been talking about this, and you can resolve it. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at one email that went out. It says, announcing Dom Giordano, Casey Crosby, who's the new head of the RNC, Steve Moore, and they mention a couple of other people, will be at this conference tomorrow. Wait a minute. Yeah. How am I in front of the head of the RNC and Steve Moore? That's outrageous. You
top
can't do
headliner
that.
Dom Giordano over
you
here.
You can't do that.
You should be. You should be flattered. And, like, I mean, you're our own, right? We're in Philadelphia. You're the premier.
That's very nice of Dana.
Very nice of Dana. Make sure we get that into a promo so Greg Stocker knows that. I'm trying to think of how would I get knocked out of the top billing, Dana? Like, if you got, I'm trying to think.
You're our local hero. You're the, you're the Dean of Park Talk Radio in Philly.
Dan's saying some guy off the street, if he wanders in, they would put him in top. There would be a battle. That's got to be top.
You should hear
going.
The audible groans happening.
You know, and Dana, inside this business, I mean, I've been in meetings where it's a tough call. Who do you put up there and all that? Usually they do take the local guy and they use that as an excuse. But I'm trying to think, if you had President Trump on the bill, who in the world that's out there? Like, if Einstein were there, Dan, are you putting Einstein on the top of the bill or Trump?
Dom Giordano. Dom Giordano's still at the top, yeah, yeah.
All right. The Pope or Trump?
We have so many great speakers. It's going to be a wonderful event.
Yeah, so the title of the event tomorrow in downtown Philadelphia is, I have it right here in front of me, the correct. Dana, give us the title.
It is the Learn Right Regional Summit in Philadelphia. We're at the Notary Hotel in Philadelphia. We begin breakfast and registration at 8 a.m. Parking is provided. And we have a special promo for Dom listeners. Anyone who is listening that would like to join us, you can register for free and attend at leadershipinstitute.org/learnright. And the special code for our listeners is Learn Right Radio Dom.
Learn Right Radio
Dom.
Dom. Okay, very good. Yeah, I hope people will show up. Now, I'll be getting there around 4 o'clock-ish tomorrow. And I'm looking at some of the things that will be talked about. Get out the vote strategies involved in this. Building strong coalitions. Fundraising, woke ideology, and DEI. And, I'm going to talk tomorrow, among other things, about Scott Presler and what I've learned watching this guy, Dana, and particularly with school board races and things like this that are vitally important. The lesson we've learned, you can have the presidency, you can have all that. We just, the other day, talked about the 5th anniversary of the COVID shutdowns. But still, the tyranny of these school boards or local commissioners, like in Bucks County, they reigned.
Yeah.
And then where you rose to the level of president, you know better than internet. I mean, what went on in Central Bucks is worthy of what goes on in the White House as far as intrigue and stuff. My goodness, the coverage and stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it was some crazy times. I mean, look, there's no... Coming off of a huge presidential election like this, you don't want to lose momentum. And there are so many important local elections in 2025 in Pennsylvania and in New Jersey. Not only are there school board seats up, but there are commissioners, row offices, supervisors. And you don't want to sit this election out. And you want to make sure that our conservative people are motivated and they have knowledge and networking and great resources so that they can support and help those candidates.
Yes, exactly right. There are a ton of them. DA in Philadelphia, shockingly, the DA in Bucks County. I've been told about this guy. He ran in Philadelphia before, I'd say, is a Krasner light coming to the suburbs. So, you know, we've seen, I think one of the biggest races of our life is going to be when the commissioners are up in Bucks County. Diane Marseglia has put herself on the Mount Rushmore of people we want to defeat because of what went on during this last election cycle. So these races are vital, keeping people energized. The midterms will be coming up. Of course, the day-to-day battles and support for what President Trump is doing. Dana, what's your role right now? What are you involved in, if you can tell us now?
So I just began a position with the Leadership Institute, okay, who is hosting this event, working actually with Lieve Lasblom. And My job for them is in their school board leaders program, and I will be teaching governance training.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe, you know, I would for nothing fly anywhere, do anything to see a debate on that between Dana Hunter and, Karen Smith. I can't say I might not have to intervene 30 seconds into that. So, Dana, it will be great tomorrow. Thanks for the invite on this. You have great people coming. And again, for listeners, for Dom listeners, what do they do if they want to get free registration?
If they would like to join us, we would love to have them. LeadershipInstitute.org/LearnRight. And then the promo code to register is LearnRightRadioDom.
LearnRightRadioDom. Dana, thank you for that offer. It'll be a joy to see you and others tomorrow. I'll see you over there around 4 o'clock.
That sounds fantastic. We look forward to it.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Dana Hunter here. What a good sport, too, to go through all that. This is a great group. Worthy stuff. Again, I try to tout. We'll bring Scott Presler to any of these events. You'll see what we're talking about, how to do this. Dan, you missed it the other day, but then you did see it. We did play it on YouTube. Presler's technique of door knocking and how he stands at like 10 or 12 feet away and he's telling the woman, can I ask you one more thing? How about voting in this? It was masterful to see it. All right, before we do Money Melody, which is just in a second, the other day, and look, I would not go out of my way to be just confronting the new congressperson from Delaware who is, by your own account, I'm not sure of the terminology, but is believed to be biologically a male. So one of the people on her committee, one of the Republicans, addressed her as...
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, we have set the standard on the floor of the House. And I'm simply...
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America? Please.
Oh, God.
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency?
Oh, God.
I've come to know you a little bit, but this is not decent.
We will continue this.
You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
Remove
this hearing is adjourned.
Oh, don't adjourn the hearing. Remove this guy. Now, here is what the congressperson from Delaware said about Republicans just a little while ago.
I will not take a lecture on decorum from a party that incited an insurrection. Mm-hmm. I appear to live rent-free in the minds of some of my Republican colleagues. I wish that they would spend even a fraction of the time that they spend thinking about me, thinking about how to lower the costs for American families. I wish they would spend a fraction of the time that they spend thinking about me, figuring out how to make government actually work better rather than making it work worse in order to prove that government can't work. They are obsessed with culture war issues. The Republican Party is obsessed with culture war issues. It is weird and it is bizarre. And the American people deserve serious legislators, serious elected officials who are focused on bringing people together to deliver real results for the American people, not to play games and not to engage in schoolyard taunts.
Okay, that's a schoolyard taunt, calling a person by their biological sex. It's not. The other part of this, and McBride does this a lot, always telling us about cost. Well, let's get every Democrat out of office. You're the people that drove up the cost of eggs are down. Check it out. And being obsessed, you're the ones that are obsessed. You're not going to win saying we're obsessed, that we're not going to have mediocre males, as Riley Gaines said the other day. beat up on or beat take away the joy of women's sports. We're not going to allow it to happen. So if it's so small, so insignificant, let's stop doing that, and that issue will go away. There's any number of these issues. You lost to Trump on this. Newsom was right, even though he was lying about his real position, in saying, yeah, it's a fairness issue. Give it up. All right, we'll get your reaction to that. Greatest Irish person to you, the one you think of most. That all came about at the beginning of the show today, and then we had that demonstration in Trump Tower. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs' Funny Melody.
That's right, Dan.
Yeah, Dom, today we're talking to Irish individuals, people with an Irish heritage. And Dom, I got someone here, I didn't know that they were Irish, believe it or not, but I'm going to play a cover song. Well, it's not a cover song, it's a song sung for a Disney film by someone who launched their career in Disney and then became later known, dubbed the voice of a generation. Kind of fallen off in popularity since then, but Dom, we want to know who this is singing the song. An Irish person, well, not born in Ireland, I didn't even know they were Irish until today. Irish person singing a song in Spanish about a Chinese warrior. Take a listen.
La guerra pesa sobre mis hombros, brilla con otra luz. Por los que amo, es que aún respiro y el cielo es más gris que azul. Mil preguntas cruzan el
beautiful voice, Dom. We're looking for the cover art. Well, the singer there. It's not a cover song. I keep saying it's a cover song. No, it's a song sung by this individual for a Disney film. We want to know who the singer is, Dom.
All right. And if you win today, if you get that, we're playing for a $50 gift card. We'll probably have that tomorrow, too, to Burger King. Coke Zero makes every meal better with the real Coke taste you love, but with zero sugar, now available at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Great deal. Great prize, and we'll do it again tomorrow. So 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Let's face it, most people have some reluctance with the dentist or outright fear. It's a real thing. It's called dentophobia. And now Dr. Bentz knows this, my dentist for years. And over the years, he treats fearful patients. One patient came in, full-on anxiety attack, tears and all. Dr. Bentz and his great staff worked with her every step of the way, doing whatever it took, every appointment, to make her feel comfortable, giving her space every time she came until finally she felt very confident, didn't have that fear. I've seen it myself. So if you are looking for great dentistry that has you buy in as a patient, is reassuring step by step, it doesn't matter really what level of fear it is, a little fearful, extreme, doesn't matter. Count on Dr. Bentz and staff for that pleasant dental experience. Give them a call. Just get that initial look-see, that initial appointment. Dr. Bentz will sit with you, tell you some of the options, what he sees, get your buy-in on all this. Call 610-272-6949. Make that appointment today. Take care of the dental work you've been putting off. Finally, get the smile that you've always wanted with Dr. Bentz. It's BentzDentalGroup.com. Or 610-272-6949.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right, listen to the song and tell us who the singer is.
War is not freedom over my soul.
Come on, bring them to the English version this time.
I see a clear view. All for my family, reason I'm breathing everything to lose.
So this person, Don, with Irish heritage, is here performing. She started out as a Disney Channel star, now performing for a recent Disney movie, their soundtrack there. We want to know who that person is.
All right, let's go to Diana in Cinnaminson. Diana, who's the singer?
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, my goodness. How long ago was that, Dan?
Now, this was about 4 years ago that she put out this one, Dom. But, yeah, she's really fallen off. But at one point, remember, she was the voice of the generation. She's still around the scene, but nothing like she was in the early 2000s.
I'll put you on hold. Quite a transformation there in a lot of ways as far as...
Also starting out on the Mickey Mouse Club. And
that's what I mean. From there to sort of a different act, ultimately. Yeah. Okay. A couple of things. One... So a week from this Saturday, there will be, says the local Democrat Party. Let me see if I can bring that up here. Out there in Bucks County in Warrington, they will be protesting at the Elon Musk dealership. They're the only one in, I think, in Bucks County, maybe in the area. Well, I guess there's others in the area. I'm not sure what they did when they protested there the last time. They're very proud of this, though. And these are the very same people, you can check them out, that are going after Musk in this manner. This is the biggest electric car company, I believe, in the world, certainly in the United States. And these are people that constantly talk about climate, but they want to bring Elon Musk down, defeating the existential threat here. And this is the second time they protested. I don't remember seeing coverage of that before. I'm wondering if there are people that will be counter-protesting this. You know, it's easy to get people on the other side, sometimes paid, or just these activist groups to show up on this. I think Musk could use more support. Now, Steve Bannon was the guest yesterday with Newsom. And I thought that Newsom handled this maybe a little bit more as a host than he did the last time. He brought up any number of issues with him, including what he says is the grievance, victimhood that President Trump espouses. And Bannon had an answer. My question here, though, is Bannon, I'll play that in a second. Yeah, Bannon is antagonistic to Elon Musk. And they bring that up, I think, in this clip. He has said all kinds of things about him. Bannon's driving force. We got to get rid of these oligarchs, even the oligarchs on our side. What Trump has been able to do so far is have a coalition of any number of rich people. I don't know that they're billionaires. There's a limited number of billionaires, but say 100 million, just to pick a number. And yet at the same time, Bannon has even made this point, when union voters, when working class put a dent in Latino, black men particularly, that Democrats are amazed by. So is it, I think Bannon believes it's the policies. I may agree with a lot of the policies. I don't know about rich people shouldn't get tax cuts. I'm not thinking about that with the Trump tax cuts. I'm thinking I want a tax cut. I want you to have it, just like I want those Doge dollars, and I want you to have it. And I'm not backing away from that. I wish that'd be talked about more. We had the guy on around that. I think it's deserving of Americans and what they've had stolen from them. I don't know if Bannon has taken that as a turn on his show or not. But listen to this exchange with Newsom. And is Newsom winning the war? Now, Dan had an alternate theory. One thing he's trying to do, he's trying to show he's not like the other Democrats. He did get 7 million listens, or is it YouTube? It might be views. That has been verified today on the initial one with Charlie Kirk. Michelle Obama only had 25,000. What's Rogan? Is it 50 million or am I too high? I know it's these figures are hard to ballpark. It might be something. It's in the tens of millions, though, each week. And who is it that beat Rogan that we talked about again? That guy that's dropped off the face of the earth. Remember that guy? I think all three of us said, this guy's saying something the left wants to hear, but it's pablum. It's dull.
I'd never heard of him.
Dan, do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
And it was tepid. Even though he was saying the lines, there was no music. I don't see him on the podcast. Midas Touch. Is he on the top 10?
I have no idea. I was just trying to figure out the guy's name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't know that we've heard of him before. So Newsom is doing pretty well. Here's the exchange, Newsom and Bannon.
Which topic, Don?
This is cut 16.
All right, gotcha.
Wait a minute, my fault, Dan. It's cut 17.
Gotcha, here you go.
Well, and I appreciate the notion of agency, that we're not bystanders in the world. It's decisions, not conditions, that determine our fate and future. And that fundamental notion of agency, I think, is important more broadly. And I think that goes to some of the issues around, you know, victimization. And I see a lot of that, respectively, on the right increasingly, even with Trump often approaching things from that sort of mindset.
What do you mean for Trump?
I think there's sort of the grievance narrative that comes from Trump. This notion, there is a sort of a victim.
Well, they did try to put him in prison for 300 years, right? They did try to bankrupt him.
If a guy had ever had
a set of grievances, they did steal, according to us, and we're firm believers, the 2020 election, which I think worked out better. That providentially, that he was able to come back with that gap, because I think you're seeing a much more, not just new and improved, but somebody that's much more in command of these decisions and really stepping up in a way that we could have never done before. But no, I don't think it's grievances. I think it's reality. I mean, they tried to, no one in American history has the system ever come after. And I think that's one of the problems with the Democrats. You got in a position of having to defend. Remember, I come from a working class Democratic family.
An old right? Kennedy Democratic family.
Kennedy Democrat. I was telling some people last night, I said, we didn't know any Republicans. We were Irish Catholic working class phone company firemen, you know, a Navy enlisted people. You didn't know any Republicans. They just weren't in your, you know, we were in the South also, which is all, you know, machine Democratic politics. So you didn't know anybody. You didn't know anybody then. And so to see what President Trump had to go through and to see how we've actively changed the Republican Party to actually the working class party in this country. And there was a poll done last spring that showed that we as the Republican Party are the working class party and viewed as such, and that President Trump's the leader of that working class party. And the Democrats have become both not just the Wall Street elitists, but also the kind of the credential class with the poor underneath it, of which we're now trying to obviously recruit not just the working poor, but actually the poor itself to join our broadening coalition.
All right. Interesting stuff there from Bannon, Newsom, and the ladies on The View really went after Newsom today. So Newsom is not fooling anybody with this, but he's given exposure to now They did talk about Bannon and his comments on Elon Musk. And it's true. Bannon doesn't want Musk there. But Trump is the draw, and he's able to have both all that Elon Musk can bring, including resources, and Bannon still enamored with Trump. I think it's Trump that is the secret sauce. But what about something he said there that I think is true? Was it a blessing that, however you look at it, Bannon now talking, Trump didn't win in 2020, meaning the Trump that comes back this time knows a lot more and instantaneously is flooding the zone on every front imaginable. That's his view. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210. Anybody know of any counter-protesters there? I mean, I would encourage the Republican Party. I think it's worthy to, on the 21st, when they go again, the mob on the other side going to the Tesla. I'm not saying they were violent the last time, but there has been a lot of violence. This one's in Warrington. They ought to be there counter-protesting. Yeah, you have to turn people out, though, if you commit to it. If it's like three people, then they're going to say, see, Elon Musk has no support. In many of these, MSNBC has said these places where they burned vehicles, they've smashed stuff, they've vandalized, they've been on attack. That's protest. No, it's not. It's illegal. 855-839-1210. Earl of Tacony might have the winning answer today, and he's accurate. I know it's shocking, but true. I was going to save that one for now. Hit us with somebody real or fictional that you think symbolizes the Irish. This coming off Trump yesterday with the Irish prime minister saying it was McGregor that he thinks of when he thinks of Ireland. And Rosie O'Donnell, apparently. I've said it now for the last week and a half. We are thrilled. You heard Anne-Marie today said she's coming, Anne-Marie Muldoon. It's going to be a fabulous time. Ro and I, and hopefully you and people that you know, headed off this time to Italy in a unique way. We're headed to Sicily. And when you think of Sicily, you think this is the crossroads of civilization. The Greeks, the Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, they all left their cultural mark. It's all there. It's also sunny around the sea. It's an island. And the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria happening this fall. And when we go to Europe, go to Italy particularly, there's only one tour operator. You know who that is. Conservative Tours, who knows talk radio, knows us. All this, $55.44, including airfare. The dining events, I have to get out the last time we went to Venice and Rome and all. They're legendary with our listeners. We'll experience bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. All you have to do is go to the website, conservativetours.com, or even better, call. You'll get someone really knowledgeable to give you all the details. 888-733-9494. We'll get a lot. I'm going to get a lot of sound out of this. I'll bring that back, and you'll want to be there. The Godfather Tour. We visit the locales from all the films. The crown jewel of Sicily has to be Taormina. Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily. It's ancient, charming, picturesque, and always a country within a country. I'll see you in Savoca. Only if you call, though. 888-733-9494. Ah, there she is, Christina. Dom Giordano show here. By the way, that runner we talked about and showed you on YouTube has been charged with assault and I believe battery, and deservedly so, with a baton smash. And still is oblivious to any kind of apology or anything else. What do you mean here? You know, can't you see it clearly from the tape? Yeah, we can see it clearly. In a minute, I'm going to play you the head of the African-American union group involved with air traffic control. And this guy could be in a lot of trouble. You're going to hear him from the Daily Mail, and others have gotten this tape. Allegedly telling people some of the answers are the way to couch the test, to cheat, in other words, allegedly. And the bottom line is, you know, it's one thing, the silliness of some of this stuff we see. But when you're aiding and abetting people to cheat on something that involves all kind of lives, this is unforgivable. If convicted, he'll have his day in court. Dennis in Philly first, though, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dennis, good afternoon.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, great. Well, I was listening to your show, and earlier, I remember you were discussing specific points, and you talked about the Eagles and that article. And then I just thought to myself, you guys are pretty biased as well, right? But you're, the guy who I called in, he explained that that's more by design. But also, you're discussing these particular issues where we have a president who has created his own meme coin. He has $8 billion generated from that. So stuff like the emoluments clause seems to be lost to us.
Oh, the emoluments, Dennis. Again, I'm going to have to... Where are my emoluments, Dennis? They must be here somewhere again. Didn't we hear that the first time around, Dennis, with the hotels?
Yeah. Well, no, just not just that, though. It's like a slush fund where if you want to generate favor, you buy his coin. Mm-hmm. It goes up in price. And then he tries to, you know, he covers
well,
your ass.
Well, I would ask, don't we have a vast Democrat party? Why don't they bring up an attack on the emoluments clause then?
No, I would hope it's an American issue, not a Democratic issue.
No, it is a Democrat issue because, Dennis, do you think the Bidens are a rotten family up and down the line that sacked America, incompetent and maybe in dementia at the same time?
Well, they certainly didn't detether us from Europe attack Canada by verbal or aggressive action of any kind. How about Executive Order 14215? You think that's a good idea?
I'll have to look that one up, Dennis. Thank you. We did give you a platform. The Emoluments Clause, I think it was AOC who brought that up the most the first time around. So let's take another whack at it. Let's see if this is something where there's quid pro quo and all that in the world of crypto. Okay. All right.
Now I can respect somebody that comes with the bill number.
Yeah, yeah I do say that. He was wound up for that. And he knows about emoluments, and I think we went through that the first time around. We did. That was brought up repeatedly. Is it Americans don't know this stuff, or is it they may have rejected that? Okay. Now, here is Shelton Snow. He is a National Black Coalition of Federal Aviation Employees. Wow, the NBCFAE. They couldn't make it into a word, NBCFAE. Usually it's into a word.
Well, they did. You just said it. NBCFAE.
Yeah.
NBCFAE.
A real word. Daily Mail and others have this tape, and this guy could be in big trouble. It's alleged at this point. But here he's telling people as soon as he gets off his shift, he's going to give them the answers or the key words on how to get by the testing. Now, remember, if this were to be a dog catcher or whatever, this type of nonsense, this is people that are commanding, and we've seen this just recently, in the skies trying to move airlines around at high speed. Listen to this guy's pitch. Affirmative action, call it what you will. Here's what he said.
Washington Suburban Associate members, brothers and sisters, listen. It's been a really busy time for me these past 4 days. I know that each of you are eager, very eager, to apply for this job vacancy announcement. And trust, after tonight, you will be able to do so. I am asking that you give me another 15 or 16 hours. Allow me to go to work and come home. Provide you with an email that will be extremely crucial in the opening stages of this hiring process. There are some valuable pieces of information that I have taken a screenshot of, and I'm going to send that to you via email. Trust and believe it will be something that you will appreciate to the utmost. Keep in mind, we are trying to maximize your opportunities. And I'm doing the very best that I can with the time that I'm given. Today, when I get off at 11 o'clock, the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to finish out that email. I'm going to send it to each of you. And as you progress through the stages, refer to those images so that you will know
which icons you should select. Now, I have a good mind to send it to one of my HR representatives first and give them the opportunity to sign off on it before you actually click it. But in the sake of time, I'm going to send it directly to you because I'm about 99.99% sure that it's exactly how you need to answer each question in order to get through the first phase.
All right. Now, again, everybody deserves their day in court, context, and all the rest of it. If it is, though, what it's being billed as, and this goes through court, this guy's a menace. This is, again, we went through this in Philadelphia. I remember it with the police test. I had people coming on and saying, well, why would we go with the highest score on the test, one part of the test, to be a cop? We need to be diverse. So if someone passes the test, that's all that you need. In this case, this guy talking about these icons and all and screenshots is alleged to be giving inside information on the test, one part of it involving being an air traffic controller. Now, we've come pretty far, particularly this is in the wake of what we saw in Washington, where it's believed the one guy you may remember was sent home and we had one air traffic controller operating both or coaching the helicopters and the air flights. We've seen enough of this stuff. This, you can say DEI, what's the big deal? Sometimes it's silly, etc. This type of stuff, though, in a field like this, we've had on a couple of great guests over the years in the medical field, talking about doing it there with equity and outcomes and crazy stuff. These are areas where the severity of this, we're dealing with life and death. So I'm going to monitor this guy pretty closely, what happens here, what the context of this is. But so far, there's big legal trouble ahead, it appears. And I think rightfully so, but he deserves his day in court, et cetera. Dan, did you get the sense from this that that's what he's referring to?
Yes.
With the screenshot and icons. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, all this drama of telling these people, not only that, what has this guy been doing all along that he thinks you're going to get away with this stuff, that you can be this public about it? We're given more scrutiny in this administration to stuff going on with air traffic control, et cetera. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. It's the lightning round next. I see some great ones here, maybe a winner. Hit us with that all-time Irish person, Irish, American, Ireland, real or fictional. Dan, you didn't get yours in. Is it still who?
For what? Irish?
Yes.
Ronald McDonald.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
A bit fictional, even though it's a real person. Henry, yours again was, what's your number one one?
Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy. All right. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, coming up before the end of the show, I will give you what the side question is going to be tomorrow. It's so good, we usually don't do that, but we have to. And Joe Evexton has reached a new level, Dan. Czar of Trenton on Twitter has Joe Evexton's answer now, not his own.
Uh-oh.
He says the Irish person is W.B. Yeats.
Who?
The poet.
Oh, okay.
The poet.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Say, yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Henry,
of course.
That,
yeah,
right?
I knew who he was. Yeah.
I don't know. Sure. I'm trying to think of what his most well-known poem is, and I bet Joe will know that. Joe of Exton, people now are giving your answer ahead of you on Twitter.
Well, Tom, I'm changing my answer.
Okay.
By the way, top of the afternoon to you.
Top of the afternoon to you, Joe.
Top of the afternoon to you. Joe, what is Yeats' most prominent poem? I have to admit, I'm not sure.
Well, I don't remember.
Okay.
But I have another answer.
Okay.
My Irish person is James Joyce, author of the book Dubliners.
Yeah. That's a very, very good one. All right, big time, Joe. I couldn't get you on the Yeats conversation.
Top of the morning to you.
I like this one because...
The Second Coming.
I like this one because I once refereed a tennis match involving this answer, Dan.
Did
it
you?
Was over in Manayunk, yes. Ed Rendell and this guy. Patty, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Hi, I am going to compare him to Trump because he grew up in New York. He is one of the greatest of all times in his field. And he did for tennis what Trump did to politics, which is put it on the map, and that's John McEnroe.
Great answer, but he was disappointing, Dan. He thought my refereeing was fine. He didn't snap out and smash a racket. I thought we'd make some news
Not
by
be
that.
Serious.
He was over there in, it was Governor, I think he was Governor Rendell, or was he mayor at that point? This is quite a while ago. And I was like a celebrity referee of this match with McEnroe. If I Google, maybe I can find the other players. Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to see you guys today. Yeats's most famous poem would be A Prayer for My Daughter. It's about his daughter that was born during the war for Irish independence. But a lightning round right to the answer. Dom, I have a problem today, and I always have this problem. It's all these people are always after me Lucky Charms, okay? I'm going to go with Lucky the Leprechaun, the icon for Lucky Charm cereal, who coincidentally is 5 weeks younger than me. I'm starting to feel old every day, Dom. But that's my answer, and you guys have a great day.
Good stuff. Is RFK Jr. going to take out Lucky Charms and the Leprechauns? Oh, man. Mm. Say it's not so. All right.
He'd be denying his own family heritage.
Yeah, that's true. He's got to let that one go. I want to throw this one out there and let it breathe a little bit. I don't think people believe it, but it's true. The Earl of Tacony. Earl, who's yours?
Well, anyone who listens to the show and has listened to me knows this is my favorite American president.
Yes.
His great-great-great-grandfather was born in the tiny little village of Moneygall in County Offaly in the province of Leinster in Northern Ireland. And that would be Barry Obama.
That is correct. And remember when he went back to Ireland, there were like thunder. It was unbelievable. I know you're thinking Obama. No, I mean, heritage is a funny thing. In our family, on my mother's side, there was a woman that was 6'10", and their side of the family went back to General Burgoyne, who was the losing general in the Revolutionary War.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, Henry. Who did you like here?
Oh man, a lot of tough ones today.
Yeah.
But I thought the last three really hit the nail on the head. Like Patty and Ewing with the answer of John McEnroe.
Oh.
Robert Ben Salem with Lucky the Leprechaun, and Earl Tacony with none other than Barack Obama.
I disagree.
All right, who did you like?
I like David Oakland because when you asked him why Maureen O'Hara,
yeah,
claim to fame. Well, first she's hot.
You know what?
Number
I second
two,
that.
She's buried in Arlington.
All right. Shouldn't that be number one, man?
That was quite a call. All right, let's go with David Oakland. He's kind of started to move toward the circle of great callers here. Now, tomorrow, and this is how the side question works, it's International Pi Day, but we've done the spinoff of numbers before. So in the YouTube chatters, right, Dan?
Yeah, I asked the YouTube chat to come up with a side question for us, and Minnie in Texas is amazing.
Yes.
She goes, because it's Pi Day, P-I, right. And you know all the teachers, they love to bring in pieces of pie to demonstrate. She says, well, why don't you ask, what's something more American than apple pie?
Person or thing.
Person or
thing. That's more American than apple pie.
Thank you, Minnie.
I would say if you're in Philadelphia tanking games to get a bigger lottery pick. No, we'll save that for tomorrow. All right, great show today. Great stuff. Thanks to everyone listening. Dan and Henry producing. Rich Cioli, of course, is next. Follow on Twitter at Dom Show. And be racking your brain to win that tomorrow and get your name into the hat here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.